sampled it from him, but it's not the same bass one.
You can get in serious trouble for copyright infringement.
You got an organ going.
Yes? Copyright is not doing crap!
Copyright? What's copyright?
It's the right of the host to control.
Right now!
You know what time it is.
Welcome to
the copyright.
It's
fair. Hey. Hey, listener. Hello. This is the Copyright Experiment. Done a little later today than usual. And good reason for that, actually. What a ride on the bus. It seems like people in Vancouver forgot what it's like to drive in the rain. Hasn't rained here in quite a while, and it seems that accidents are happening. I got stopped on the bus. A lot of the people got stopped on the bus. But I'm here now, a little late, but ready to get into the Copyright Experiment. If you've never listened to the Copyright Experiment before, you're in for a treat. Every Thursday at 11 o'clock, we talk about, we have a talk section and a music section. The talk section, we talk about the changing forms of music in the digital world. We talk about what that means to you as a music listener, consumer, what it means for music production, and basically the future of the music industry. And after that, I also play a mix of all freely available music. And this is something that could only really be done now because in the last 5 years or so, with the plethora of free music available now, and a lot of it's motivated for different reasons, and we talk about these on the show. Today we got one that's pretty important to the community of free music, or as I call it, the economy of free music. Also, I should mention now, if you like any of the songs you hear later on in the show, the way to listen to them again is over at the blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com, because we have download links for all the songs we play because they're all free and we like to give you that music. So you go to copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com, get all those download links. Should be up by tomorrow. We'll see though. Today's topic, it's a bit of a, really, I would say it's a subtle change, but it's a really important thing to keep in mind, and I think it'll have more profound impacts on music specifically than other industries, and it has to do with Facebook changing some of their policies. And Facebook in the past has kind of been a point of criticism by us for a number of things, mostly in relation to turning pages into more of a cash cow for themselves and kind of rejecting the small community mind that the field that kind of grew Facebook into what it is today. But anyway, today we're talking about Facebook's recent announcement. Last Friday, I believe it was, they changed their developer policies so that developers may not incentivize users to like a page, which. So I'll give you the statement they had to say about that now, and then I'll explain why that's important for musicians especially. Facebook says, quote, "You may not incentivize people to use social plugins or to like a page. This includes offering rewards or gating apps or app content based on whether or not a person has liked a page. It remains acceptable to incentivize people to log into your app, check in at a place, or enter a promotion on your app's page. To ensure quality connections and help businesses reach the people who matter to them, we want people to like pages because they want to connect and hear from the business, not because of artificial incentives. We believe this update will benefit people and advertisers alike." I think it probably will benefit advertisers. It might benefit people, but there's a key group missing there, and that is independent owners, musicians, basically content creators who aren't attached to big funding companies like labels or studios. Now, Like to Download is a special thing. It's actually a specific app. It's even though it's also kind of referred to in the general sense, but it's probably on the chopping block because of this policy change. Now, what is Like to Download? Like to Download specifically is a tool for musicians or just content creators to gate free downloads in exchange for a page like. So basically how it works is, and if you've downloaded any of the songs from this show in the past, you've probably noticed that sometimes we direct you to Facebook pages where the artists will have you like their page, which unlocks a sub-page with lists of all their free downloads. And it's basically a way to... It's an exchange for free music. And it's been wildly successful for a lot of musicians because it's given them the ability to build a network of fans while at the same time making music that people enjoy. Other people are kind of taking a different take on this. And Gizmodo, the popular tech blog, reported on this, putting a fairly positive spin on it and said, "We certainly think it'll benefit people, and they're calling the changes very welcomed." And from a consumer point, you could see how it seems unfair maybe to hold content hostage that you're giving away or hold something hostage that you're giving away just in exchange for a like. But for musicians, I think, and content creators like filmmakers and photographers and stuff like that, it's a bit of a different mindset, I think, when it comes to these incentivizations. And I'll get to that, explain that in a minute. And the online music world, first, will explain that they're very upset. A lot of blogs have been complaining about it. A lot of blogs who actually give away free music on their pages themselves. And they kind of recognize the ecosystem that the like to download has created. They're basically defending artists because it can be difficult for an independent musician to gain any traction and build positive word of mouth, especially in a social media game that's totally flooded with content already. And yeah, people who have small game pages are having to compete with other pages owned by big organizations and conglomerates that are paying for their posts to be pushed to the top of people's news feeds or pushed into have their posts pushed into everywhere in Facebook, as you'll probably notice on mobile and full site. So like to download is basically a way for musicians to do what they do best, which is make compelling music and at the same time build their market automatically. And so basically you're having these people who make music and maybe aren't necessarily totally into the whole marketing thing, but this thing is a convenient way for them to just make music, give it away for free, and build their audience at the same time because people are liking their page for the music. And Dr. Kathleen Cross, who we actually interviewed on the show many months ago, probably in 2013, during Media Democracy Days, and she made a good point in her interview that creating music and marketing music are, as a business, basically, are totally separate brain processes. And because you're a good musician, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be good at marketing, and it may not even mean that you want to market yourself. A lot of people feel it's maybe disingenuous to have to market yourself rather than people just find out about you naturally or through word of mouth. So it's hard for musicians to get excited about marketing, and like to download was a really convenient way to solve that. Unfortunately, it is probably going. I would say that it's basically an integral part of what I would call the free music economy. And what I mean by the free music economy is the kind of structures that the social structures and exchanges that have been set up surrounding this culture of giving away music that has just exploded on the internet. And through in the hip-hop world is through mixtape websites, and in the electronic music world mostly it's through SoundCloud and Facebook like to downloads, and for rock bands it's a lot of it's through Bandcamp, but there's a lot of crossover as well. So it's playing an important role because it's both building the community, as I said, building the fanship for yourself while also allowing you to just make music. And so here's some of the blogs are calling or we're talking about this new policy by Facebook. The prominent site doandroidsdance.com, it's a music blog. They give away a lot of music, and we've played quite a few of their songs on our show, given away through Do Android Dance. And so their take on it is this. They're curious how this will sway software development and organic growth for new apps. artists, labels, and blogs are having an incredibly tough time competing with conglomerates that have budgets for sponsored posts, and we wonder if pages that have found humongous fan bases following the old policies, which included like to download, will have an insurmountable leg up on upstarts that are following the new policies. And this is a bit of an interesting point. It's kind of accepting the like to download thing on face value neutrally, but saying now that people who are able to use it to build their fan bases are having a kind of an unfair advantage that will probably not be caught up to by the newer generation who are going to have to not use these like to download things. And so basically they're going to have bigger, they're going to have more likes on their page is really what it comes down to. And you might say, your first reaction might to that might say, well, who cares if you have more likes on your page? It's really about the real fans who are going to buy your music, the real fans are going to come out to see you and stuff like that. And you would be right to a certain extent, because those are the people that really are going to pay your bills as a musician if you're trying to make it as a musician full time. But at the same time, Facebook likes, SoundCloud plays, YouTube hits, all of these things have started to become actually integral into the business of the music. And for a lot of promoters and a lot of radios as well, radio stations, BBC Radio 1, which we noted a couple months ago on a show on BBC Radio 1, they actually consider things like SoundCloud plays and YouTube hits on videos for determining if an artist is popular enough to play on Radio 1, if they have the fan base there. And also for, like I said just now, promoters, they also will book artists in their on their circuit in their city based on Facebook likes, because, you know, it's a way to kind of gauge how much people are going to come to your club, and it's also an indication of how much money you can expect to be paid by that promoter to fly you in or bus you into their city. So you can say it's just a matter of numbers, but it's actually having a real impact on the way that producers and musicians are tackling the music business. And we'll see how this affects things in the future. We'll have to keep an eye on it. But my instinct kind of says that unless something else changes, this is going to have to change the way that people think about fanship and dedication of fans when booking. Either Facebook will be discarded from the equation, or it will have a serious impact on expected income from these kind of from radio play and from bookings. Now, there's another blog, illmethodology.com, where producer and DJ RD writes, and I'll quote this: "In recent years, Facebook has made it harder and harder for page owners to reach their fans. The social network throttles pages' posts, holding them hostage and allowing only a fraction of fans to see the post until the page owner pays money." And as a side note here, this is actually all true. Facebook pages used to have just the same reach as Facebook profiles, but now, in order to have the same reach as profiles, you would have to promote your posts through paid incentives. So it's basically advertising to have your page sent out to people who already like it, which a lot of people were very upset about. And now this kind of feels like another nail in that coffin for Facebook as a promotion tool for independent artists. And I'll continue here with RD, who says, "Boost posts and Facebook ads are now dominating the platform, raking in billions of dollars and alienating millions of starving artists." Side note, I don't think there are millions of starving artists that are being dominated by Facebook, but I see his point. Anyway, but that's not enough. The shareholders want more, and Likegate apps are standing in their way. By banning Likegates, they further force page owners to pay for likes through Facebook advertising. Now, this is not totally true, because you can't really pay for likes, but at the same time, you can kind of see the point he's getting at, that Facebook is trying to monetize their small businesses, which in essence these musician pages are, as far away from the business world that being a musician is. They're still considered a business by Facebook, and so Facebook is trying to pull more revenue essentially out of these people, because offering a like for a free download doesn't really play into their model of revenue. And another important note that RD makes is in reference to the rationale by Facebook, which says that they want people to like pages because they want to connect and hear from the business, not because of artificial incentives. And this is an important point too by RD, who says that there's really nothing artificial about fans engaging with your page and getting something nice in return, which is a free song. And that's something that a lot of people are willing to make because it seems like a very fair, if not beneficial to the fan, transaction. But what isn't artificial is paying for people's attention, paying to have your post sponsored, paying to have your advertisements paid on showing up on people's news feeds. And he's totally bang on about this. And to call like to download an artificial incentive would be basically insulting the musician who spent time to put that music out for people for free. And to call promoted posts and sponsored posts and advertisements and like that not artificial is really just lying through your teeth. And so this when you kind of look at it through that perspective, Facebook is very clearly trying to shut down portions of Facebook that aren't really generating money but are weighing on the Facebook infrastructure. And if you think that pages still have a chance, you should read the Wired magazine article by Matt Honan recently, who did an experiment where he liked everything on his Facebook feed for 48 hours. And you should read the article because it's really interesting. He's got a lot of interesting things to say about what the result of this experiment means for social media and the future of online communities. But what really happened to him on his mobile feed after liking everything for 48 hours is that it was completely devoid of any human post. It was all pages. It was all sponsored content. It was all links from pages. It was everything except for his friends' content, which is striking and really just goes to show that if you were to play into the Facebook encourage behavior the whole time, all you would get is stuff that Facebook wants to show you and nothing that your friends want you to see. And so it really hits home the fact that if you're making a page on Facebook and using it as a social media tool, you're already disadvantaged because Facebook is handicapping you right from the get-go. And this is just one more way that they're doing that. But this is the way that social media appears to be heading. Facebook probably isn't the first one, or probably isn't the only one that's going to start trying to monetize systems that generated returns for musicians, but not for the hosts. But it's unfortunate because if only at the very least you're reducing the amount of fans you have, and at most you're actually denting the revenue of touring musicians because their pay scale is graded based on Facebook likes and SoundCloud hits and YouTube hits. So it's distressing for sure, and we'll have to see if it actually does start affecting things like touring revenues or radio play. We'll see. Something has got to give, I think, here, and we'll definitely keep an eye on this in the future. So anyway, we're going to end the talk segment right there and take a quick break, and we'll be back. I'm going to play some free music for you guys. Free, as always, DJ Mix by me, Autonomy. So stay tuned, get that free music. See you soon.
In June 2013, indigenous peoples from around the globe met in Alta, Norway, to create a global platform to carry forth to the 2014 special session of the General Assembly, focusing on rights of indigenous peoples. Adopted by consensus, the Alta Outcome document outlines a global platform of issues with solutions. As indigenous peoples and First Nations, although we may live within the current laws of the land, as native peoples, we also have our own laws, spirituality, worldview, lifestyles, and ways of knowing that form our foundation. We have the right to live according to our own principles and beliefs. This is called self-determination. We also have the right to sovereignty over our lands and territories, and over our resources such as air, ice, oceans, waters, mountains, and forests. These rights are recognized under international law. In addition, governments have a responsibility to protect, preserve, and restore our sacred sites and cultural landscapes. We will work together until these rights and responsibilities are realized and applied. For more information, visit WCIP2014.org.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, all the clothing. Let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Copyright Experiment on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're going to get again into the DJ mix now by myself. All of the tracks you're about to hear are free to download, and some are even like gated, as we just talked about. But so take advantage of it now before it the like gate. Is banned starting November 5th. So right now you can still take care of it, but take advantage of it, but be wary. Anyway, we're going to start off with the collab by Black Milk and Bad Bad Not Good coming out of Ontario. It's a really cool track. Hope you enjoy. Enjoy the rest of the mix.
Ain't nothing better. I put that on whatever. Youngin', keep that head up. Time to get it now. Whenever we gone. They'll probably get confronted by some niggas that don't care. They probably ride on your mother. Ride, have you scared to come outside? You don't wanna watch your back, front, left, right, eyes every corner. Keep your eyes open wide like your life depended on it. What I pin down on this paper is what we thought was normal. Jot a few words to get started. Clear my voice, then go record it. Just that midnight on the corner rap. Get close to the barrel. On your block, Grim Reaper standing in the shadows, waiting, thinking that your life is for the taking. Take it. If them shots go off, you might not make it. Made it to see another day down in that city. Even though that he hated, he's still out here living gritty. Gritty. He said it at the age of 20, thinking if them bullets hit me, everybody coming with me.
J'ai des rêves extravagants, extravagants, extra grands. Putain, faut que je me réveille, la nuit te porte conseil. Mais rapporte pas d'oseille, négro, c'est la vie. J'ai la tête tellement remplie, j'arrive pas à en faire le vide. L'argent c'est 100, crash de 300. Un rêve étant enfant, t'as le physique d'une Kardashian. En revanche, t'es Kardashian.
trouve la mariole qui a proposé de marier. Ma mère a pété un cap quand je dis que pas grand chose m'intéressait. À part la rap monnaie et le schneck en legging. À part la rap monnaie et le schneck en legging. Merde, mais j'ai une journée chargée. Mais j'ai quand même composé sur mon canapé. Mes pensées crugent tellement le fond que même mon syllabique se met à saigner. Check 1, 2, 3. Ta mère, ta soeur, ta femme sont bonnes, je me fais tous les trois. Je suis, je suis ça, ferme ta gueule et informe-toi. C'est drôle, on serre la main que quand on a cette et bien garni. Ici on m'a dit que je connaîtrais jamais la sortie. Ici on m'a dit que je serais pas grand chose dans ma vie. Ici on m'a dit que le rêve d'une vie paisible c'était des conneries. Ici c'est le stress qui détruit nos rêves. Ici la différence laisse certains gens indifférents et sous en chiant, méfiant, inintéressant. Entre caisse black, de marche dessus, de jazz dessus. C'est une sage next avec ma eux que je te crache dessus.
Track from DJB called Super Spastic Flute Man. Thank you.
rocking through the early morning. Come on in, you know the water's warm. We got all our friends rocking through the early morning. Bring your friends and come on, man. We gonna have a good time. I'll bring the babe squad if you got a day job. We can party all night. Stop what you're doing. You should come through and bring a bottle of bubbly. Got the jacuzzi going, pool is overflowing. All my ladies looking lovely, lovely, lovely. Oh. Don't even know, you lose control. You rock the boat, baby. Can you stay afloat, baby? Hey, don't even know, you lose control. You rock the boat, baby. Can you stay afloat, baby? Yeah. And I don't even care. And I don't even care.
So I am the life that leads to me.
Pressure by Taku from Montreal. London Grammar on the vocals. This was actually requested to be taken down, but you can still get it, so we'll get the link for that.
Vancouver's original Latin Summer Festival is on August 17th at Trout Lake. Joy, fun, and food for families and folks of all ages. Latin-style dance celebrations all day include dance floors, DJs, bands, dancers, and exciting demos at our community booths. Come early, stay late, just off the Nanaimo SkyTrain stop. For more information, go to latinsummerfest.com.
It's a remix by 40K out of Vancouver. The artist is Nikki and the Dove. going to be the final track for the night by Dapi Dabitex out of Montreal as well, off his really cool Havoc Highway EP. If you like any of the tracks you heard tonight, make sure to hit up copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. All the tracks are free to download. We'll have all the download links up soon enough. Also, stay tuned to CITR because Oral Tentacles is coming up next. Gary will take you through the rest of the night. I'm out.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Are You Aware Radio? Alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Howdy folks, we're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/